Attorney General John Ashcroft has overruled the Board of Immigration Appeals and declared that from now on, would-be immigrants may be held without bond on national security grounds, even though they do not individually pose a threat. The Attorney General's ruling came in the case of Haitian immigrants, but it applies to all illegal immigrants except Cubans, who are by law automatically permitted to stay if they reach U.S. shores. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Until now, the law of the land was that individuals charged with illegal entry into the U.S. were eligible for release on bond pending a decision in their cases. Thus, people who were seeking political asylum or a claim to family connection here, for example, were often released from prison pending a hearing. As in other American courts, each bond application was judged individually and was granted if the would-be immigrant could show he or she was not a flight risk and did not pose a danger. But in a legal opinion that is binding on immigration authorities, Attorney General Ashcroft has declared that immigrants are no longer entitled to an individualized bond determination. His ruling came at the behest of the Homeland Security Department and specifically overruled a decision by the Board of Immigration Appeals. Ashcroft said there is no right to bond for immigrants, that under federal law it is granted at his discretion, and that it may be denied based on any reasonable consideration, individual or general. Ruling in the case of a Haitian immigrant, Ashcroft cited two national security considerations based not on individual considerations. First, that if any Haitians were released on bond, that would spur a huge wave of other Haitians seeking to reach U.S. shores and would overtax the already strained Coast Guard and other agencies guarding U.S. borders. Ashcroft made clear in his 19-page opinion that his reasoning applied not just to Haitians, but would-be immigrants from any country. Immigrant advocates contend that, as stated, Ashcroft's justification is a violation of international law. Cheryl Little is director of the Florida Immigration Advocacy Center.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees issued an opinion after the December 3rd boatload of Haitians arrived, saying that it's a violation of international law to detain asylum seekers in order to deter them from coming.
In his opinion, Attorney General Ashcroft cited another national security reason for denying bond to immigrants from Haiti. He said that Haiti has become a staging point for non-Haitians, including Pakistanis and Palestinians, who might try to enter the U.S. and could pose a terrorist threat. Again, Cheryl Little.
I think this is just a laughable argument, and, you know, the government has provided us with absolutely no evidence to back up that claim. On the contrary, and in fact, on October 30th of 2002, at a press conference, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer stated that the Coast Guard determined that the October 29th vessel did not present a threat to the homeland security of the United States.
Little notes that Haiti is not listed by the U.S. government as a country that supports terrorism, but Cuba is. And Cuban immigrants are unique under American law in that they are automatically permitted to stay once they reach U.S. shores. Attorney General Ashcroft's precedent-setting decision came in the case of David Joseph, an 18-year-old Haitian immigrant who was among the 216 Haitians who arrived in Miami by boat last October. To date, 25% of those have been granted political asylum, but many remain in jail while the government appeals those asylum grants. U.S. immigration law is unlike other areas of American law in that it gives the Attorney General unique power to overrule lower courts, in this case immigration courts, and to keep people in detention during their appeals even when bond has been granted by immigration judges. Ultimately, of course, the federal courts, quite possibly the U.S. Supreme Court, will have the last word on whether Congress has authorized the power the Attorney General is asserting, and if the lawmakers did in fact do that, whether it's constitutional. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.